He's doing it in your hours when he works for you as the IT man. Right, Tetzayin Amud Aleph. We are up to the Kainas Atzmi Bishadim. Right, I think, no, we got past that already. Oh, way past that. We're up to Yisei Ralev Amavriya, which is about 10 lines before the end of the narrow lines on Tetzayin Amud Aleph. The Kainas Atzmi Amavriya. Yisei Ralev Amavriya. The Mishnah said Amavriya has one extra one, and that is Simanim. Now, the Gemara does this many, 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 many times. The Gemara will bring a statement. Right away, you'll say it doesn't fit into our Mishnah. That's why this statement is here, so the Gemara can talk about how it fits into the Mishnah. So, let's not ask, it's not like our Mishnah. That's why this statement is brought here, so we can discuss it. You say, Ra'alav Amavriya, Amarish Lakish. Amavriya Kainis Asman Bisa Sa'av. If the father dies, Tezayin Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom of the narrow lines, meaning 10 lines up, there's two dots there, Yisei Ralev Amavriya. 16A, I would guess 3.
4.
4, mamas. Wow. Yisei Ralev Amavriya. Amarish Lakish. Amavriya Kaina Atma B'misa Sa'av. Mishus Adon. If the father of the Amavriya dies, if the father of it's on. Amarish Lakish again. Amavriya Kainas Atzma. The third time is the charm. Amavriya Kainas Atzma. The Mitzvah Saav Mishus Adon. The Amavriya is Kainer herself. With the death of the father, from the Rishus of the master. Meaning, Shimon went and sold his daughter Shprinza. And then Shimon passed on. Shprinza goes free. A day later. Rachmana Litzvan, Shimon should die an hour later. Makes no difference. That is a way that a girl goes free. But Mises, how do I know it's Dr. Shlokish? Mikavu Chaymer. Masim Bonim Shay Matiyah Mishus Av. Madach Simonim Shtei Saris, 12 years old, that doesn't take a girl away from her father's rishus. She remains in her father's rishus till 12 and a half. That means 12 does not impact a regular girl who's not an Amavriya, is not impacted vis-a-vis her father's rishus by becoming 12. The rights of the father extend till Bagrus, which is 6 months later. That means getting Simonim and turning 12 does not change anything of the father's rights in his daughter. Still, they take her out of the master's rishus. We had that in the Mishnah, that a girl goes out to Simonim. So, Misa, when a person dies, his daughter goes free from him, and her brothers do not inherit any right in her. They don't have any rights to their sister. Father had rights to his daughter. That is not an inheritable thing. And therefore, as soon as the father dies, the girl is free, monetarily. That means Misa has a stronger impact vis-a-vis the father than Simonim does. Simonim does not change the relationship between dad and daughter, between Shimon and Shprinza, and Misa does. So if Misa can take out of the father and Simonim can't, so from the Adon that Simonim can, for sure Misa Sa'av should. Logic says that if Misa can take it away from the father, for sure it should take it away from the Adon. That is what Rish Lakish says. So Misa Shemetia Mishus Av, Ein Adin Shemetia Mishus Adon. That's Rish Lakish's Kal V'Chaymer. And the Gemara will dispute that Kal V'Chaymer later on the Amud Beis, right? Later on the Amud Beis, but that's Rish Lakish's Kal V'Chaymer. Which is a stronger freedom for a lady? Which, look at it, this aspect, which makes her more independent, her father's death or Simonim? The answer is her father's death. So if Simonim work, father's death works. That's what Rish Lakish said. Rashi, look to Rashi. Mimisa Sa'av Aviyo, her father. I don't know what Rashi means to that. I guess he means to say not to Adon. the father vis-a-vis the son of the other. Her earnings do not go to the husband's inheritors. Can the a daughter that's getting fed from the estate, keeps her own earnings. My time in the Rav, you only give your avadim to your children. A daughter's rights do not transfer to the children. A father cannot bequeath his chusim to his son, or that he has in his daughter, to his son.
What's this about going on
here? Avadim Kananim. And it says, Isam tells me, not that way, let me just finish a few more lines in the Gemara. Zakti Gemara, okay, fine, we'll go about it. Yes?
Got an answer. What if she's married?
Then she's a wife.
There's no Yitzi at all.
She's a wife.
Only get.
Exactly, she's a regular wife. If he does Yud, she has missed his so-and-so. She's no longer Amavriya. She's a wife. She's a regular wife. Shei Raksusa Venasa Vayigra.
Can the Adam get compensation? If the father dies and she leaves him before the 6 years?
Nothing. Goodbye. It's not in the policy.
He doesn't collect from that state.
Nothing. Meitzvei Rav Ishiya. So Rav Ishiya asked the question. Mishnah says, Yisera Alav Amavriya Shekai Natsma B'Simanim. The Mishnah adds one thing that an Amavriya has over an Eved Ivri, and that is Simanim. V'Misa, if Rav Shlakish is right, Nisti Nami Misa Sa'af. There's two ways. An Eved Ivri doesn't go free with his father's death. An Eved Ivri is an adult. He is a totally independent person. He has nothing to do with his father. Except the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. But he has no monetary shaykes to his father. So even if he goes, doesn't go free because his father dies, Amavriya does. So here you have another difference in Amavriya and Amavriya. Amavriya goes, doesn't go out with Misa Sa'av, and Amavriya does. So why does the Mishnah say, Yisei Ralevam, she yaitz him simanim, Yisei Ralevam, she yaitz him simanim, uba Misa Sa'av?
Well, I mentioned that the advantage didn't, the Gemara didn't first say what it was.
Sorry?
When it first mentioned with the advantages, it didn't say what it was. Right? It just has an advantage.
No, it doesn't. It's just a kind of absolute simanim. In the Mishnah, you say, Rala from Evriya, it's a kind of absolute simanim. The Gemara didn't quote it, but it's there.
One of the things is normal to happen, and one of the things is not normal to happen.
Well, unfortunately, everybody dies.
Right, but before she turns that age is not
again. We'll see what the Gemara says. I mean, this is the Gemara's question. You're trying to offer an answer. Gemara will give a similar, different but similar answer. It's going to be different, but similar, because it is an extra way she goes out. Yeah. The Gemara is going to give a similar answer.
Who? Does the Av relinquish anything when he gives her?
Well, yeah, he doesn't get Maisi Daim anymore. Sure. Well, what did he buy her for?
Okay, there's no such concept of extra Maisi Daim, right? There's no such thing.
Again, what did he buy her for?
Right, and what about how far is the day?
No, there's no shakas to that.
So he
father retains that right. No, only thing that goes over is Maisi Daim.
Once he does
Yud,
then she's
a wife. Again, forget about Yud is marriage.
They both do a first of their
own. No, if you want to know, is Yud Ayerson and Asun? Is that your question?
Yeah, yeah.
The Gemara later on.
Remember what ahead?
Yes. In my mother's womb, they taught me later on also. Yes.
To Corey's point, this is before antibiotics and before occupation.
Yeah, and Gemara's going to give a very similar answer, so it's not going to get involved. It is probably unusual that a little girl should lose her father, even in those days. But we'll see.
It's not 50%, but...
Okay, I think it's... Gemara's going to give an answer, so let's get to Gemara's answer.
As for
the Gemara, kind of, yes.
As far as Simone, that a male does not go out with...
But he's never sold as a cotton.
That was my question.
No. A male can only sell himself, and a person can only sell himself after bar mitzvah.
Yes, yes.
So when I was a little kid, I remember somebody asked the question, and my father told me over the question, he asked me, can it ever, every number of you ever be the same age? They asked this in the cheder kids, when I was a cheder kid. They asked that. We were learning Parshas Mishpatim. Could it ever, every number of you ever be? And we didn't say to Rambam. And the answer was no. Because the number of you goes 3 and 12, and it never, ever can't be till 13.
What about an
Islandist?
You tell an
Islandist
at
15. Theoretically, yes. Okay, but the Cheder didn't teach us about an Islandist. I'll be honest, they did not teach us about an Islandist. And at the end of the day, she becomes an Islandist, she's retroactively free. From 12 and a half.
We don't know.
We don't know. Right. It's only if she develops state status later. She's not an Islandist. That's when she's going to be told, right, theoretically. You're right.
What is the status whenever the relationship with Ashoka Knan is? They have children.
They have Adam Knanim.
They're Knanim. The children, let's say the son now has a chiyuv of whatever women have?
Yeah, he didn't have a Knani. So then his mother. His mother was a Shivka Knanis. She had the mitzvahs of a woman too. So I think about a ton of Ishaya. The Mishnah left something out. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell you everything. In fact, think about my Shire, the High Shire. There's a rule. Mishnahs leave out two things, not one thing. What's the second thing that the Mishnah left out? So I think about a Shire Mises Hadden. If the master dies, we will learn later on that the Amavriya goes free, regardless of who's left. There's three kinds of things. There's an Eved Ivri. There's an Eved Ivri Nirtza, and there's an Eved Ivri, and there's an Amavriya. Eved Ivri, if the son inherits his father, the Eved Ivri stays to work. This is all learned out from Sukkim. Amavriya and a Nirtza, if the Adon dies, they go free. So the Mela, the Mishnah left out that an Amavriya has an extra way of going free that an Eved Ivri doesn't. The master dies, and Eved Ivri works for the son, and Amavriya does not. So it should have said, Yisera all of Amavriya, Shiaita b'simanim, b'misas ha'av, u'b'misas ha'adn. Two are left out. The Mishnah leaves things out. It's not a, it doesn't have to tell you everything. Masha'enke, if it only left one out, we don't leave one out. Yes, I'm sorry, Rabbi Klein.
No, I'm sorry for interrupting, but he wouldn't have a son, what would happen then?
Then he goes free.
You don't go to the secondary?
No, it's all Gemara, it's all Sukkim and everything.
I didn't go ahead.
I know, so
and
we will get there. But
I didn't learn as much as you did.
You must have, because we're going to get there, Mr. Shem, so you obviously learned it when you were in the mother's womb.
I was slow
then. Right, yes.
I'm not aware why I asked the question, because it's not possible that when the Eved Ivri goes out, his family goes out with him.
Not so, that family, his real family.
His real family, and I failed to understand why they had to tell us that they're not mishubadim to the.
So Chazal asked the question, and Rashi on the spot answers it. He says this is the raya that while he's an Eved Ivri, the Adon has to feed his wife and kids.
And I understand, but why does that, they go free?
That's how the Torah tells us that he feeds his wife and kids.
Oh, that's what.
This is how we know that he feeds his wife and kids. In fact, Rashi, the chimi, I forgot the lesson, that she should go out free. No. The chimi, who made her think that she has to go free?
Can I ask him
like that? Zog the Gemara Vaitan. And for the Gemara, that's not a good answer. In fact, the Gemara, Imish Shemisas Adon, Lav Shiurahu. If that's the thing that you're looking to Mises Adon as the second thing left out, it's not. Because the Kiva the Kinami Mishlaktani. That would not be an extra, because men also go out b'misas Adon. A Nirtza goes out b'misas Adon. A person that doesn't have a son goes out b'misas Adon. We're comparing girls and boys. You can't say Mises Adon, because it's not true that an Evan does not go out b'misas Adon. Sometimes he does. And therefore, we're contrasting Amma to Eved. That's not something we left out. It would not have been a good guy. Yes, you could have gotten in all details. The Mishnah is not interested in getting into all details. It couldn't say Mitzvah without saying all details. And therefore, it's not called left out. So we're back to the Kasha. You only left out one thing. And for the Gemara, Tana Davish Yesh Elenisni, Tana Davish Yesh Lekitzuk Tani, Davish Yesh Lekitzuk Tani. Everything in the Mishnah has set. Now, one of them is difficult, but let me try my best. Sheish is set. We know when 6 years are. We know what Yaivu is. We know when she's going to get some on them. At 12. We know what her price is for Geroi and Kesev. Any accountant can figure out how every day her price drops. It's a known. Mises Ha'av is an unknown. We can never say if, when, what. Everything else is set. When a girl becomes an Amavriya, or a man becomes an Eved Ivri, all his ways of freedom are set. We know what 6 years is going to be, we know what Yaivu is going to be, we know when Simanim are going to develop for a girl, and we know this is different. We don't know if he's ever going to buy himself back, but we know what the price will be at every point. You just put it in the computer, now you don't need an accountant, and the computer will tell you the daily rate as it gets deducted. And therefore, it's a known. Mises Ha'av is a totally unknown. Very similar to Corey's answer, but a little bit different.
What's the unknown?
It's not in the Mishnah. No. That was the question. It was the second thing left out. The Gemara just said that's not called left out.
Right.
Rashi.
Come on, known as 6 years and no more.
Okay, you have to give them more chance. Everything is going to, you know, the Gemara's, we're still in middle. Rashi. Shire Mises Adon, the Kaimelon, the Ein Eved, this is Haben. She doesn't even work for the son. The Tsunami Beish, the Nir Tsunami Yosef and Mises Adon, the Ein Eved is Haben, because it's not Mises Nisan. And Nir says the same. So it's not really a difference between a girl and a boy.
Mises listened to the last words. By
right, but it didn't list him by Eved Ivri and Amavriya. Right? Ella Nisni Mises Ha'av Hoi Rulu Shire Midi. Yashle Kitzu, the Kesef Miknasa Vishay Shonim, the Yoivu, Kula Yadu La'emus, the Kama. Notice Rashi. We know when it's going to happen, and by Giroi and Kesef, we don't, but we know what the price is. Frak the Gemara, Vasamanim De'elam Kitzu. We don't know when the girl is going to swear some on him. Some do at 12, some at 13, some at 14. We have no idea. How can you say that's Yesh Lekitza? Uktani. Zotrashi, v'samonim, she yeshim amheres v'havi v'yeshim amheres. There's those that are hurried, they come on time, and there's those that are late. Zokta Gemara, amar of Safra, eilam kitzu l'mayla v'yeshlam kitzu l'mata. We're going to say to Rashi first before we turn the page. There is no set when it's going to happen, it might happen later. But it doesn't happen before 12. So we know this is the minimum. She's not going free before Simanim, which is 12. Mises Ha'av is a total unpredictable. Rashi, the Maila Amos, the Maisa, Lachi, Yud, Gimel, Shanim, Ha'av is Simanim Iris. Anytime after 12, it's Simanim Iris. Lamata is of Trashi, Mavia Lufne, Simanim, Enim, Simanim. Netanya. And now we're going to bring a Brisa.
Does that mean that she doesn't go out unless she has
Simonim? Or six, or Yoivu, or Geroi and Kesev.
But not 12.
12 means Simonim. That's all it means.
Well, if she's an islandess?
She doesn't, again. If she, we prove an islandess, we don't know till 20.
So until 20, she's
six? No, she goes out by six.
But she could be over 12 years old then.
Correct. When we say 12, it's a nice way of saying rave girls get it the day they turn 12, so we say the word 12, but it really has nothing to do with 12. It's 12 plus.
It's Lush and the girl is the Yachid.
What?
She's the
so she doesn't go out.
So she could be there 13, 14.
Again, yes. The Tanya. Ben Teches Shanim Shemish Nesiris Shuma. A 9-year-old who has two Shiris, it's a wart. It is not Simonim. Mi ben tes shanim v'yayim echad ad ben yud beis shanim v'yayim echad. From 9 through 12, till he turns 12, from when he turns 9 to when he turns 12, v'yayim echad. V'aydam bay, and he still has it, Shuma, that is considered a ward. Meaning, even though at 12 he has it, it's not a simon at all. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, I'm a simon. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says at 12, if he has Shtei Tzaris, that is a simon.
Even if it started at 9 and a half.
As long as it's there at 12. This is Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. We don't paskin that way. It has nothing to do with our sugya. In Masechtas Nida, the Gemara has a whole arichas on this.
The Tanakhama says if it started at 9 and it's still there at 12, it's not a simon.
It's nothing. Exactly. Then you'd give Ushanavi Aymecha Divri Akol Simon. Now, this Brisa is a very shver Brisa. Because the Brisa has from 9 to 12 and then jumps to 13. It's at 9 to 12, if it's there, it's a Machloikas. At 13, it's a Simon. What happens between 12 and 13? So, for that, the Gemara of Arichas and Masechtas Nida, we are not going to get into it. Because Rashi tells us, go learn Nida if you want to know Pshat in the Brisa. Not Negeyas. Yes, it's a shver Brisa. The Brisa seems to contradict itself. At the beginning, it seems to say 12 is the age, and then it switches to 13. What happened between 12 and 13? See Masechtas Nida for the answer. It's not the Gaya Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't get into it, and Rashi doesn't even bring it. He just says, see Masechtas Nida. So he said to see Masechtas Nida, so I'm also going to say to see Masechtas Nida. Right. What we want is, it says clearly, up to a certain age, it's not a simon, right? Not like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. We need a certain age. So we have a simon lamata. It is a shir lamata. So therefore, you cannot say it says simonim even though there's no kitzvah. Because there is a kitzvah. There's a minimum age. Rashi. Lamata, mevi'il lefnei zmana einim simonim. L'ha masnisa, ha'chi gasina l'ha masnisa v'perek yaitzadayfim. This is a brisa in Nida. Ben Teish Yisharim Shevi Shnei Sair Shuma. Ben Teish Shanri Yemeyechad Ayud Ben Shanri Yemeyechad Vayda Bashuma. Just reading the Gemara. Ben Yisri 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 Simen. Ben Yud Gimu Shanim Dibakos Sim. Bahasim Parak Lei Ben Nida. And there the Gemara will ask, am I Nogad Yud Gimu or Nogad Yud Beis? You started off with 12 and then you switched to 13. Umatirat Slav, the Gemara gives answers over there. Not in the chaos. Ben Teish Shanim Hakom Vaydim Shuma. Everybody agrees till 9, it's a wart. He turned 12 and they did not fall off. But if the simanim weren't there when he turned 12, then he would agree that he's a cotton. The igloi milsa, the lav simon of him. He developed hair at 10, means nothing unless it's there at 12. If it falls off before 12, it wasn't a simon. From 13 and on, it's a simon, even if it falls off. The fact that there was Shtei Tzaris there, even if it falls off, he's still a gadol. Shuma, vrubelas, we translate it as a wart. V'darka l'tameach b'seyer, in a wart, hair grows. Alma mevia kaidim teisha in a simon, v'yesh l'kitzvah l'mata, so there's a set time. So b'meila, Mises Av is what we're interested in. Mises Av has no kitzvah. Simonim have a kitzvah. Not a max, not a up, but a down. Never less than 12. We don't know what he's going to die. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. This 120 business is an invention. Never does the Gemara Chazal say that a person lives to 120. Everybody talks about where it came from, that we give brachas to 120, but there's no chazal. My receiver told me, Lamai, you make him as a gematria 120. That's where he told me it came from.
Rabbi said,
I was there. He said, we have inflation today. Heinz Gemazanghun didn't fare it, because it's
that thing. That's important for us to know that.
I heard it, Mibiv. The 120 business is not a chazal, it's not a pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120. And by the way, everybody should live to 120. And according to Bianchi, to 160, there's no reason not. But there's no chazal anywhere that says that people have to die by 120.
Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah. Why? It doesn't make a difference why. He was there. And I was as close to him as I am to you now. I'm standing right there. Maybe close. Look, the Gemara right. Matzah Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes asked the Gasha. Reb Shimon Eimer. Reb Shimon says, Dalad Manikim Lev. Okay, now this opens up a sugya that the Gemara will get into that we will discuss next week. Not every Eved Ivri gets presents when he leaves. What if he was sick and he didn't work? What if he ran away and he didn't finish his term? All those things will be discussed in the next week's Gemara, whether they're entitled to presents or not. Today we're not going to get involved in that. That's why it's going to be their mention for next week. What we're going to get involved now is the number. It says four kinds of people do get presents. Now, this Brisa does not say what they are. And the Brisa says, however, Dalad manikim lehem, gimel be'ish, v'gimel be'isha. Three by a man, three by a woman. We have nothing to do with anything yet. We still haven't learned the price. When we said four, it's three by a woman and three by a man. Because one of the four is a nirtza, that a nirtza, when he leaves, gets hanukkah, gets presents at Yoigul, and that never happens by a woman, and simonim never happened by a man. So we know two of the four. Two of the four that get Hanukkah, we get in a roundabout way. Because the Brisa says, you don't have four by a lady, you don't have four by a man. You don't have four by a lady because there's no Nirtza, and you don't have four by a man because there's no Simanim. So we know that Nirtza and Simanim are two of the four that he gets Hanukkah. Because that's what the Brisa says. What are the other two? Isn't that what it says?
No.
Don't ask me, ask the Brisa. Again, we're middle now. We are in middle.
No.
Again, does the Brisa say this? We don't know any more than this Brisa. We just learned it now. Let's learn. We think now that the four are six, Yaivul, Simanim, and Nirtza Yaivul. That's what we think the four are now. That's our assumption. And everybody goes up by six, and everybody goes up by Yoivul, and Nirtzah goes up by Yoivul, and Simanim. That's what we think the four are. It doesn't say what the four are.
Where's the
price
stop?
Vein Ritzia Beisha.
Yes,
correct. Correct.
Nirtza, he doesn't go out though. At
Yoivul, he goes out.
Nirtza Yovel, that's the.
Thing. I don't know. We had a whole Gemara. He goes out by Yoivul.
Yovel, and
six Yoivul by a regular Eved Ivri. Nirtza Yoivul and Simanim. Again, this is what we're learning now as a Havamina. You know, that's why we learn so we can figure it out. Zok de Gemara, ve'i. It's if Ashlakish is right, Nisni Nami Misa Saav, she will get Hanukkah. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Right? So let her get Hanukkah. So there are four by a lady. There is six, Yoivul, Simanim, Misa Saav. And the Brisa says only three by a lady. Zog de Gemara, Tarvichi Tei Machinami Tani Vishayer. Left out by books, honey. It says four. Four number usually doesn't leave out. The key tema, Tana Davish, Yeshle Kitsuk Tani, Vidavish, Ain't like Kitsuk like Tani. We're going to give the answer that we said before, that we're not interested in listing something that's not set. But Simonim Deilam Kitsuk Uktani. Simonim is not set. The Chitay Mochanamikid of Safra, we answered that, we said Simonim is set. The Kemisis Adin Deinlem Kitzuk Tani. And the Gemara assumes that Mises Adin is one of the four. That's how the Gemara understands now. I'm sorry, I said Nirtza Yoivul, it's Nirtza Mises Adin. The Gemara assumes that the four are Sheish, Yoivul, Mises Adin for a Nirtza, and Simonim. That's what the Gemara understands. So it does say Mitzvah Adin. The Gemara assumes that Mitzvah Adin is one of the four. It's also no Kitzvah, and it says it. So why doesn't it say Mitzvah Av? No questions. Dr. Gemara, Mitzvah Adin Ami Loitzami. It's not true. Mitzvah Adin is not one of the four. Elabo Amayniu, what are they? Shanim, Yaivu, Yaivu Sharitzia, V'Amavriya B'Simanim, which I said originally is the four. 6 years, Yaivu, Yaivu Benirza, and Amavriya B'Simanim. That's the four, not Mises Adin. And why doesn't it say Mises Adin? Because it's in Lechitzva. And that's why it doesn't say Mises Av either.
Simanim is weaving Rav
Safra. Like Rav Safra, who said it has a Kitzva Lamata, correct. Okay, we got to catch up with some Rashi. The Rashi. Dalad menikim lem. Tanoi pligi lekaman. It's going to be a machlokes tanoim later on. Ikilim adamah bereach v'yaitzi begroin kesef e manikim loy. There's a maliyama that says if he runs away or he buys himself back, there's no hanaka. Ikilim adamah yaitzi begroin kesef manikim loy. There's a maliyama that says if he buys himself back, he gets hanaka. Lefichach, kovim ben Reb Shimon minyan arba. So therefore, Reb Shimon came along and said, whoa, four, no more. V'ein bereach v'giron echamem. Reb Shimon says, no, a guy who runs away or a guy who buys himself back does not get hanukkah. You know, if you hold giron guest who gets hanukkah, the evidence has the following deal. He sells himself for $100,000, comes back 2 minutes later, he says, I'm buying myself back for $100,000 and you owe me hanukkah. So we'll have to worry about that when we get there next week. But Rav Shimon is saying, Geron Kesef has no Hanukka. And the way he says that, it says four have Hanukka. The Kasal Kedai Dechashta, we now think, Shein Ayayitza B'Shei Shanim, V'Ayayitza B'Yayivu, V'Nirtzi Shiyayitza B'Misa Sa'adin, V'Simonim B'Amavriya. That's what we think the four are. Shloishim B'Ish, Shanim Yayivu, V'Misa Sa'adin D'Nirtza, U'Shloishim B'Isha, Shanim Yayivu, V'Simonim. That's what we think. V'ain ritzia be'isha, ulekami parach, the Gemara will ask, b'loi ritzia nami amavriya yaitzim b'mises adin. A woman does have four. Six, yaivu, mises adin, and simanim. So how can the bride say a woman doesn't have four? Can you have safra? The yeshla kitzva lamata. It has a set time. Mises adin, like tani bani dalad, it doesn't say mises adin, because it's ain't like kitzva. Dr. Gemara, Achinami Mistabra. And the truth is, it makes sense that Mises Adin is not one of the four. And I'll explain why outside, then we'll do it inside. The Brisa said that a woman can't go out, only gets Hanukkah three ways.
And what are three?
Sheish, Yaivu, Simanim. A girl goes out of Mises Adin. She has a four. If Mises Adin is one of the four, so how can you say it doesn't apply to a girl? Nirtza doesn't apply to a girl, but Mises Adin applies to a girl. Must be Mises Adin is not mentioned there. If Reb Shimon told me there are four and only three apply to a woman, that means the fourth doesn't apply to a woman. Now we thought in the Havamina that the four are six, Yaivu, Mises Adin by a Nirtza, and Simonim. And we said only three apply to a woman because a woman can never become a Nirtza. True, but a woman goes out and meets a sudden. So there are four. Must be that meets a sudden is not one of the four. So what are the four? Sheish, Yaivu, Nirtza of Yaivu, that means there's two Yaivus there, and Sabanim. And that doesn't apply to a woman, because a woman doesn't go out as a Nirtza. So the Gemara's Havamina thought there was only one Yaivu, and Nirtza was a meets a sudden. And the Gemara answered, no, it's ain't like Kitzvah, it's not there. And then the Gemara said, you have to say that. Because if you don't say that, how can you tell me there's no four by a lady? So you're forced to say that Mises Adin is not one of the four. Not only a teretz, it's the real thing. You can't say that one of the four is Mises Adin. Because then how can the Shema say that only three apply to a lady? All four apply to a lady.
But there are four that apply to a lady.
Not that's listed in this Raisa.
Why does it listen to
Brian? Again, because ain't like Kitzvah.
They're leaving out one thing.
Again.
They're leaving out
No. That ton of Ishaya meant it applies, and we left out one thing, we don't leave out one thing. But if I tell you it's not in the category because of a different reason, that's not called left out. I'm listing you four people that get Hanukkah with a kitzvah. I'm not getting involved in no kitzvah. So it's not in this brisa. The other meaning we thought it was in the brisa. That means we had something that had no kitzvah. So why did it say mitzvah? So we wanted to prove Rosh Lakish wrong. So we answered, no, it doesn't want to say anything that doesn't have a kitzvah. So we asked, it says mitzvah? And the answer is, no, it does not say mitzvah. In fact, I can prove to you that it doesn't say mitzvah. Because if it said mitzvah, then everybody also goes out. So you have four.
How do we know that
Mrs. Adam
was left out because of
a
mitzvah? Maybe
it
doesn't apply to
Hanukkah at all. I have no idea. I don't know how. I don't know. Maybe the Gemara will get there next week's Gemara. Maybe not. I don't know.
The Gemara is that she worked for this person. He pays her. He's dead. He's not staying
here. Well, it's your ship, but I have to pay her. It's a chiyav. It's a chayv. Again, I don't know.
If the
I think it's going to be from Psukim. Again, I'm not going to guess. I know my mom was taught this earlier in my mother's womb. I don't remember. Yes. I told you when you get old, you don't have a good memory. Yes.
If the Yarshim aren't able to work for her, why would they be tied to pay her?
Because it's his debt. It's his state debt.
Children don't inherit her?
No. Misa Sadin, no. She doesn't work. Even an Evan Ivri who does get inherited is only by her son. All learned that from Psukim. Not logic. It's all Psukim.
Rashi said before about asking to write. Is there any food also opinion
from can we? This is all going to be in next week tomorrow.
Calm down.
We're trying to, again, everybody is so eager to learn. Everybody is to learn Masechtas Kedushin al Regel Acha.
Regalach.
Rabbi, if she's designated for the son.
What?
If she's designated as a wife for the
then
son.
Then she's a wife.
She hasn't gotten married yet.
No, a second. Nobody's designated anything. He buys an Amavriya, he either marries her or gives it to his son, or she doesn't get married. There's no designation.
But the son is too little.
So then she's not married to him. Not so simple, but we'll see. Not now. We'll wait for adoption tests. Mitzvah Hashem, before Pesach even. Mitzvah Hashem. Zakti Gemara Chanami Misabra. The Tani Sefer. Iyati Yechalei Marboa Ba'echad Mem. Fishain Samana Be'ish Be'ivit Siyabisha. The Misa, if you're going to say Misa Sazad, it's one of them. Mishkai Be'isha, not Mishkai Be'isha, not Mishkai Be'isha, is a proof that we're not listing Mises on Rashi. Rashi, Mises on, okay, now you're Mistabra, the Mises on like Tani Behu. It doesn't say Mises on. The Misa, the Tani Mises on, Betarti, Yoivli, Kachat Chashavlu, and you count the two Yoivles like one, Ha'isa Nami Misha, my new to come in Ritzia Misha. What do you mean there's no Ritzia? The Beloy Ritzia Nami have a Baba Anak. There's still four times she gets a present. Zog the Gemara Viter. Masiv Rav Amram, ve'elu manikim lahem. And here it speaks out what the four are. It doesn't leave it up to speculation. Dr. Bryce, you know what the four are? Yaitse b'shanim, ubi yaivu, ubi mises ha'adn, v'am avriya b'simanim. And by the way, it doesn't say you can't have four by one of them. This Bryce could have four by a lady. These are the four to get Hanukkah. So you can't tell me that it doesn't say Mises Ad. It says Mises Ad. And it doesn't say Mises Av. Till now, we were always going, there's a reason it doesn't say Mises Av. And therefore, it doesn't say Mises Ad neither. But this one says Mises Ad. There goes your answer of Kitzvah. The Misa, if Rish Lakish is right, Nisninami Mises Av. It only telling you things that have a set. But Sabanim Deinlem Kitzuk Tani. Go through the same motions again. The Chitay Machanamikin of Safra that Sabanim have a Kitzuk. I can be Sasad. Chufta, there is Slakish Chufta. Slugged up or Slakish. This rise of list Misasad doesn't lead Misasad. If Misasad is true, it should be in this rise. And there's no reason it's left out. You don't leave out one thing. And you don't have a svar of kitzur because you listed mitzvahs. The other brisa didn't say what the four were, so we could play around. There's no room here. Why? Right. Okay, but this rice is fair. This rice is fair.
So how do we end up?
So that rice didn't say in Lekitza, but this rice did. So we slugged up or sluggish. Misa Sav does not take her out. This rice is slugged up or sluggish. There's no way out, no wiggle room. You don't leave out one thing, and you have no svar of kitzvah because the brisa listed mitzvah. Therefore, Rish Lakish is finished. It's slugged up. The other brisa, we had wiggle room. And as Dr. Harris pointed out, it was a Hakinami Mistabra. That brisa said there's no four by a lady. So obviously, it didn't count mitzvah. But this one did count mitzvah. And it didn't count mitzvah. That's what Rish Lakish said. That's how we started the sugya.
And he got it from the pasuk?
No, he got it logically from Kabbal Kleber.
The Av has no way of retracting his decision to give his daughter over as a maidservant. It's Zohar.
Therefore?
So why would we think that Mrs. Av would have any bearing on this at all?
Again, Kabbal Kleber. Which is a bigger freedom for a woman? Savanim or Mitzvah Av? Which takes her out more from her father, from people? Savanim doesn't take her out of her father. Takes her out of her master. So Mitzvah Av takes her out of her father, but sure should take her out of her master. That was Rish Lakish's Kabbal Kleber. We tried to prove him wrong. We couldn't. Now we did. Now we're stuck. What do we do with the Kabbal Kleber? Frank the Gemara. But Rish Lakish Kabbal Kleber cover. Rish Lakish said a Kabbal Kleber. So how could you ignore the Kabbal Kleber? It's a great question. But why shouldn't he be right? And for the Gemara, Amar Kabbal Kleber Prichahi. The Kabbal Kleber is sluggable up. It's not a strong Kabbal Kleber. Why? Shnikel Mifrach, Malus Simonim Shinishtana Haguf, Time of the Mises Av Shikrain Lenishtana Haguf. Because if you think about it, Simonim is a body change. Mises Av is a relationship change. Mises Av can take her out of her father. The body change doesn't take her out of her father. But it's a body change. Can't compare the two, because one is a body change and therefore she leaves her master, because naras don't work for masters. Mises Av is a change in relationship that doesn't affect her relationship to her husband. That's the Gemara's answer. You made a Kabbal Kleber. Mises Av takes her out of her father and Simonim doesn't, so for sure Mises Av should take her out from the husband. And the answer is, if you think about it, no shaychas. Adon owns her till there's a body change. Father owns her as long as there's a relationship. It's a different kind of connection. And therefore, never the twain shall meet. Meaning that you can't make a Kabbal Kleber. Yes?
If you blind her in one eye, does she go out?
No.
Exactly.
Let's say it's a body change.
It's a body change.
No, it's not a body change in that sense. It's not a different type of person again. It's a person, it's a girl with a mom. A Simonim is a new kind of person. She's an adult. She went from being a child to being an adult.
What you're saying is that she's gone from one legal status to an entirely different legal status.
She's a different person. She's an adult.
This is something I said.
She can vote, she can drink.
Chill.
She can smoke pot.
Chill.
I walk at 12 as an adult. Nothing happens at 18, you know what I mean? 12 is an adult. She's as high in the mitzvahs as a 30-year-old.
Not as a 20-year-old.
Beis Shemayim, I'm not talking about this. Downtown here, she's as high as a 30-year-old. She's a total adult.
But
I always find that they should move the age of bar and bat mitzvah these days because they're not mature enough. But the Torah disagreed with me, you know what I mean? Rabbi Nishlam said 12 and 13, so he didn't ask me my opinion. It doesn't change. I mean, I taught 8th grade, right? I'm very dead. I sometimes said they shouldn't be putting on 12 until they're 70. You know what I mean?
It's a temporary situation.
You know what? Some kids are more mature, some kids are less mature. But the tyrant knew that. Everybody knew that. And he said 12 and 13. That's what it is.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why can't we try to support the Kal Vachomer by saying that while her body didn't change, a body changed? His body changed by his death. Her body changed by her maturation.
Yeah, but she's the Abba, not the father.
I understand.
Meaning what
but
I'm trying
that would
to say
least...
is follow. What I'm trying to say is, what the Gemara is saying is, the relationship between a girl and her master is different than the relationship of a girl and her father. Girl and her father, it's a relationship of being a relative, which gives rights to the father till he dies or she becomes a begaris. The relationship to a master is not that kind of relationship. It's a relationship that he owns this lady. The minute the lady changed, it's not the same lady.
I see. So we have to connect the body change to the relationship. Okay.
Right. Fine. We will stop over here. The test is still here, and Baruch Weish has the test. It'll be posted very shortly.
You need a sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, good.